This week, you've been hearing the stories of some of the survivors of the Oso landslide. Today, reporter Phyllis Fletcher brings you the story of Bob and Julie DeYoung. Bob helped recover bodies of friends and neighbors killed in the landslide. His wife, Julie, took care of people who survived. They're figuring out how to take care of their own needs now. This is their story in their own words.
You're going through a lot of pain, and I don't know how to make it better.
The most difficult part is driving through it daily. That's the hardest part. My name's Bob DeYoung.
Julie DeYoung.
I'm going to interview my wife.
I'm interviewing my husband about the slide in Oso, Washington. What happened when you heard of the slide?
Well, we came home for a day and tried to go down to help and got turned around from the officials until we got the next day with my buddy Quinn and got access to go in and help. First couple days we were in there, we recovered bodies right away that were on the top. There was just a few telltale signs and minimal digging to expose the bodies. But after that, I brought in all my heavy equipment and assisted digging up all the targeted areas where they thought bodies were going. And then brought my log skidder in at one time to help break up the log jam so we could get some of the water to drain off. And a host of guys were digging ditches and that type of thing to make that happen. After the slide had happened, what did you do?
I immediately just started praying for everyone. When I finally knew what, you know, was going on, then I just started cooking and baking, you know, because I knew people would need food, and they really needed me in the kitchen at the community center. There was a lot of other sweet ladies, you know, up there cooking.
You're the dynamo. You're the Energizer Bunny, taking care of everybody and keeping half a dozen people in the house during the whole time of the slide, and then cooking for 400 or 500 people. Pretty cool.
What do you want people to understand about what everyone's been through here?
The biggest thing and the overriding thing is what God has shown he can do in recovering every lost person. 8 survivors and 43 people have been recovered or found just because of the know-it-all, mostly great help from the fire crews and the FEMA guys, but local knowledge on how to use heavy equipment and what to do and how to make things happen. What disaster do you know of where they find everybody? It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. Even the FEMA guy says they're going to be writing books about you guys for years because of what you guys have done out here. I don't think people realize how big of a deal that is to find everyone.
I'm proud of your heart and how hard you worked and the hours you did. You know, I only saw you for 5 minutes in the morning to feed you, and late at night you'd come home just wore out, tired, and broken. But I'm proud of, you know, how hard you worked. In the past few months, what's been hard for you to see in me?
Your reaction to me sometimes. Together we've gotten some grief counseling, which is good. Yep, I think it's helping slowly but surely. It's better than sitting at the bar, that's for sure.
What do you think we should do now?
Get used to the new normal and be patient with each other. Just listen.
That was Bob and Julie DeYoung, survivors of the Oso landslide. Phyllis Fletcher produced the story. It's part of the series Voices of the Oso Landslide, a collaboration between KUOW and KCTS9. You can hear the stories of survivors and their profiles at nwpr.org.